Hello there, hope you had a great weekend. Welcome to day 8 of our pre-season series, 30 Days of Beyond the Grid. If you're just joining us, it's great to have you with us. I'm sharing some favourite bits of the Beyond the Grid archive as we build up to our new season of in-depth interviews. For day 8, we have a driver who raced car number 8, Romain Grosjean. The Frenchman chose the number 8 because his wife Marion was born on the 8th of December. They started dating in 2008, and he described his first child as the 8th wonder of the world. Romain is clearly a big family man and was one of the nicest, smiliest drivers on the grid during his Formula One career, which is one of the reasons why his involvement in that terrifying crash at the 2020 Bahrain Grand Prix sent shockwaves through the paddock and around the world. Romain hit the wall at almost 120 miles an hour, splitting his car in half, and he spent 28 seconds engulfed by fire. He then climbed to safety with the help of Dr. Ian Roberts from the FIA's medical team. The halo is credited with saving his life, although burns to his hands and ankles resulted in him missing the final two races of the season, and his contract with Haas wasn't renewed for the following year. He'd driven his last laps in Formula One. Despite that near-fatal accident, Romain was never going to quit racing.
If I'd announced that I was going to retire from racing, everybody would have understood, and I guess many people would have taken that decision. But Formula One, my chapter is closed, and I've had a wonderful time and did things that I even didn't even dream of doing when I was a child. I've gone to the end of the story, but I say, motorsport, I'm not done. You know, there are many things I want to do. Le Mans 24 hours. Why not go to a Dakar rally one day? Obviously, IndyCar was on the radar. I've got more in me and I want to compete more. And the man that my kids like and my wife loves is the man that also goes racing and has that adrenaline that I need to have to be who I am. And I guess that was quite clear for all of us.
Is that what it is? It's the buzz, the adrenaline. That's why you've come back for more.
I would say it's even more than a buzz because, you know, the adrenaline, you can get it by doing many things. It's that passion that I have for racing, that little kid that I was, that absolutely hating losing and still hate losing. It's tough to tell my kids that losing is not that bad, you know, when you know how bad it is. But it's just, yeah, competition, passion for racing and racing cars. And that's what I want to keep doing.
Can you just clarify, have you at any point thought about giving up race driving?
No. I may have mentioned it to friends, family, parents to make them feel better. But there was never a point where I thought about quitting racing. You know, the first target was Abu Dhabi, the last Grand Prix of the season. And then when that was not going to happen, it was the deadline of the 31st of January that I wanted to be able to use my hand properly to go back testing and racing in IndyCar. And it was never an option, even though some people tried to push me there.
Did your wife, was she one of those people? Or is Marion being a great supporter? Whatever you want to do, husband, you do it.
She's been an incredible support. And also my kids that initially wanted me to stop, they actually came around quite nicely. And even Simon, my second son, 5 years old, he asked me, he said, Daddy, when are you going to do the circuit that turns round and round and round? I said, oh, the ovals. So yeah, I want to see you there. I think they understand that it makes me happy that I'm enjoying my life because I get to race and that's fulfill myself. So when I'm home, I'm a better dad.
And you were very wise because I saw that you went on a road trip with the family in an RV. So the kids had a great time. Where did you go? It was just before the first race, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So when I'm in the US, I live in an RV, which is an incredible adventure. I am absolutely loving it. It's got my bicycle, my gaming computer, all my clothes. So when you see me traveling from Europe to the States, I'm traveling with a backpack. Literally, like I would go to Paris for a day, you know, just for the day, not even. And I've got all my stuff there. And so we started in Miami. And then we did all the East Coast of Florida, quite short distance every day, an hour and a half, 2 hours drive. and went up, went to NASA, Cape Canaveral. Then we went to St. Augustine, which was the first city built in the US, then to Savannah, and then towards Atlanta. And I dropped them at the drop off at the airport with the RV. So, cars, move, I'm coming. And put them there and then carry on to Alabama to get race one. But it's the kids, they absolutely do want to leave the RV.
The RV life.
Yeah, they just want to come. There's like, when are we coming back?
How big, Roman, how big is this thing? Because five of you, I'm guessing, is quite cramped or not?
It's a bit scary at first. So it's 42 feet, which is about 18 meters. It weighs about 56,000 pounds, which is 20 tons. And guess what? My driving license is good enough to drive it. The car driving license.
Did you really? Oh my goodness. Yes. That's nuts. And of course, it's one of those ones that expands sideways, I suppose, when you park it up. Did you do the RV thing in Formula One?
I did not. I tried once and I didn't like it. But I guess when it's, you know, that one is following me everywhere, so I can leave all my clothes in there. And I understand that you enjoy it. But also in IndyCar, out of 24 drivers, I reckon we are 14 to 20 to have RVs. So we all park next to each other. Everyone helps each other. There's barbecues in the evening. There's a cool atmosphere.
That conversation with Roman is so special, considering what he'd been through. I remember how I felt when I saw Roman's crash in Bahrain 2020. I was watching the race with the FIA and there was a stunned silence while we waited to see if he was okay. And then an intense sense of relief when he walked away from the wreckage. Thankfully, safety in Formula One has improved dramatically in modern times. It's amazing that Roman was able to make a full recovery and has continued to race competitively in IndyCar. He'll be driving there again in 2024, so do keep an eye on his results out in the States. And if you're in Vienna over the next few months, then you can see the remains of Roman's car from that crash in Bahrain at the official F1 exhibition. It's open now until late spring. Search online for F1 The Exhibition to find out more. And I'll see you tomorrow for Day 9. Keep up with the latest F1 action on F1 Nation.
A superb finish to the line!
Race previews, post-race insights, and exclusive interviews from the heart of the F1 paddock.
Magnificent team effort all round.
Huge win for us today.
We're pushing at the limit.
We must have just got something wrong.
Oscar, can we just grab you on the way out?
A very, very cool day. It's been a weekend to remember.
You'll hear from the drivers, team principals, engineers and F1 experts from around the world.
Really, really nice to feel that atmosphere there in the garage.
Having the two of them in the points, quite impressive.
Those next few positions are worth millions of dollars.
The combination is unbeatable.
New episodes every Monday. Search your podcast app for F1 Nation.